Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Joining us right now on WBEN and our phone number, we always love hearing from you, and it makes my job easier because I can sit and listen to you. It's 803-0930, 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Our last caller brought up the point that we've heard before, and we're trying to figure out if it is a valid point. So the homeowners insurance companies, if they are being pressured, cajoled perhaps, into disinsuring. Well, if you can debank somebody, would you de-insure somebody? Are they homeowners companies being encouraged to drop people who are not all electric, for example, after 2030? Will there be encouragement from the homeowners insurance companies? Because oddly enough, most of us who own homes, we'd like to make sure that we're covered in the event of some catastrophe. Joining us now is the man who just came up in that previous conversation. And unfortunately, I found myself out of the loop when he was talking about this particular subject, Dominic Cortese. Hammer time. Dominic, welcome to WBEN.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm great. And Dominic, I want to tell you something that, as you know, this radio station is owning this electrification topic,
yeah,
and doing more on it, I think, than any media outlet in New York State. And Dominic, you are, I would say, the major reason for that, because obviously you're involved in the business and you're involved in the home and home improvement industry. So this hits very close to home. But well before I became obsessed with this, Dominic, you were leading the charge. So Dominic Cortese, yeah. Hammer Time, Saturdays on WBEN. Thank you. What's up with this homeowner stuff?
Yeah, well, to set the record straight, this is at this point, thankfully, far enough away where it is just simply conjecture that that is what the method of enforcement is going to be for gas appliance replacement sub 2030. Subsequent to 2030, that would be then subject to a non-renewal on homeowners. But again, that is just what I've heard from the scuttlebutt from the insurance industry. Verifying that has been difficult, and I don't have the ability to certify that that's exactly what's happening. The good news is 2030, you know, is 4 years and a few months away. And my hope, Tom, for all of us and all of our listeners is that January 1, 26 will come and we'll get a reprieve from the idiocy that's being proposed. I've been touting every Saturday for some time now that the public still has a chance to be engaged and to have possibly of affecting change here by going right to the top and calling the governor, because that's the only person right now that can stop this from happening on January 1. So that's the immediate goal, is to stop that idiocy from occurring. Because if January 1 comes, Tom, and this law is on the books, we're going to be hearing about people dying in their brand new houses when we have the first major snowstorm post 2026, when a brand new house is built and there's no power to keep people warm, and we have another blizzard and we have a reoccurrence of what happened a couple years ago. And that's certainly not on anyone's wish list for that ever to happen again, that we have a blizzard like that. But, you know, the likelihood of the power going out is always a factor, no matter what the weather. I mean, a tree fell in my neighborhood a week or so ago, and 450 houses were out for 4 hours, you know. So,
wow.
You know, it happens. It happens no matter what.
Well, you know, Dominic, a tree fell in the woods, but it really didn't because nobody heard it.
That's nobody heard it, right?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Exactly.
But Dominic Cortes is with us from Hammer Time Radio, Saturdays on News Radio 930 WBEN, talking about this electrification fiasco in New York State and answering the question brought up by our earlier caller just before the news break, will the homeowners insurance companies be used as the enforcement arm of electrification by refusing your homeowners policy renewal if you don't go electric? And Dominic says that's what he has heard. That's the scuttlebutt. Right. It is conjecture. But like myself with the caller we all heard on the air who said the same thing, he is connected to the homeowners industry, and he assured us that that is exactly what was being discussed. Nobody would go on the record about this, but it is out there. Is it true? I don't know. Dominic doesn't know. Is it not true?
Right.
It seems like it could be plausible, but being plausible doesn't make something a certainty. So we're all going to be digging into that. But Dominic has like led the charge on this electrification story at WBEN. Continue, Dominic.
So, you know, when we talk about, you know, the idiocy of what's imminently occurring to us, January 1, the most immediate date that's going to affect new homes, 2030, the next threshold that could affect all of us, you know, it does just make us think that we're losing control of our own society here. And this is Big Brother, and the regulations are going to just squeeze us to death. And, you know, it's ironic. The governor has proposed that 10,000 new homes be built in New York State over the next few years. I mean, how is this productive in that direction? We need more housing. But the housing people that are going to want to build houses are not going to want to build houses in New York State because nobody wants to build an electric house.
Well, there's another question, Dominic, and this has come up before on today's show. Who would want to buy in New York State? Because if you're really into winter and the four seasons and all that kind of stuff, you could just go to Pennsylvania and pay 40% less.
Exactly. Not only 40% less, but also, you know, the utility rates that we're paying now are exorbitantly high because the justification that is being dealt us is that the utilities are padding the nest for electrification. And this has been, you know, coming for some time. And yet there's really hasn't been any forward movement that I have seen or heard about the grid expansion, other than that it's been theorized that is obviously essential for us to be able to have an electrified society, is that we need more capacity to the grid. But then you factor in to the equation, you know, the data centers that are being proposed and you know, the cryptocurrency load on the grid and electric vehicles being added into our life. All these things are going to have an impact on the grid's capacity, too, not to mention the fact that a 400-amp service you know, is going to have an impact on the grid's capacity as well. And that's what a home's going to need in order to be 100% electric.
Dominic Cortes is with us on WBEN. Dominic, you also brought this up before, but I think it's a point that needs to be stressed repeatedly as we try to get people to pay attention to this and what a horrible situation this is. What amazes me is we have a situation, Christmas time, 2022, the Christmas blizzard of 2022. You did a lot of airtime during that period. Many of us at the radio station as well. We slept on the floors. We were there from Friday morning until well into Sunday afternoon. We worked every single hour of every single day. We were live. We were local at WBEN. Mm-hmm. We were saving lives. We were helping people in cars. And even with that dramatic situation that unfolded and which resulted in 50 people dying because of it, politicians apparently don't understand that it gets cold here, and without natural gas as an option, a lot more people would have died. I don't get it.
Right. Very, very well said. And, you know, the reality is we had people, I remember, calling us on the air in tears that they were in an electric apartment building. This was, I remember, on Main and Humboldt, the
JFK apartment
building. And the gentleman who called said, I'm the most able-bodied of all these seniors, and I don't know what to do to help them. They're all freezing to death. And I basically said, I don't know what to tell you other than bring them all together in one room and try to use body heat. You know, I mean, that's a survival mechanism, but that's going to become our lifestyle. That's going to become mainstay for us to have to think that way if we have an electric house, because it just is not reliable. Natural gas is reliable. Hello, it flows freely no matter what the weather, no matter what the conditions. Natural gas flows, and yet that is the enemy here. And it makes no sense to me, Tom, why we are letting that go, that we're not holding on to the fact that gas is reliable and electricity is not.
I think a lot of us can remember when natural gas was the hero because it was replacing home heating oil. I don't get it. I used to do ads. Clean, efficient, natural gas. It is. What do you want me to say? Dominic agrees. 803-0930. We're going to get some calls, obviously, for Dominic Cortese. This man can't stay away from the radio. He's a machine. Not literally. So you notice your electric bills and your utility bills going sky high? There's a reason for that. It's called Albany. If I wanted to be snarky, I'd say it's called Democrats. Dominic Cortese is with us talking about the idiocy. And Dominic does, of course, Hammer Time. Dominic Cortese, Saturday mornings on WBEN. He's been a real early leader in bringing your attention to this electrification of New York, doing away with fossil fuels and making you buy everything electric, even though the grid can't even begin to handle it. And it's going to be decades before it could handle it. And he says, look, the only thing we can do is... I'm going to put words in your mouth. Basically, we really need to elect somebody other than Kathy Hochul and something other than a D after their name.
For the life of me, I don't understand where this became a political issue. And I've thought about this, and the only thing I can relate it to is really the upstate downstate divide, where, you know, we're basically different people here in this part of the state than those that live downstate. And not speaking ill of downstaters, but it really is a different society. Now, having said that, you know, there's also the divide between the thinking of downstate people to the thinking of upstate people as to how we live our lives. The fact that we're more in the single family homes here as opposed to living in an apartment complex, an apartment building. And then on top of that, Tom, we have different weather. So, you know, our weather is more severe and has more consequence than you might say exists in downstate. So maybe that's part of this, too, that there's not an understanding as to our needs here and how important, you know, gas is to us and maybe not so much in downstate. That's only conjecture on my part, but I'm trying to figure out the logic of how did this become a political football when I don't see it as a political issue at all.
I don't know. I was talking to one of my bosses, Lisa Polizzi, about this some time ago. Neither of us can figure out how this became political when Democrats and Republicans, even communists, Dominic, even conservatives, we all have to pay electric bills. And
that's right.
It should really be a universal public groundswell against this because, you know, the climate change crazies, Dominic, they're not a majority of the population at all. It's really a specialized issue.
Well, it seems to me the climate change people live in a bubble. They think that the green movement, the renewable movement is sustainable. The fact is it's not. There's been no progress made on forward progress made on the renewables to be able to in any way sizably impact our needs, especially as we move towards more electrification, We need more natural gas in order to be able to make that happen. Yeah. So it's kind of ironic that renewables have been just so escalated, you know, in our mindset as being important, when they truly have proven to be insignificant in the big equation of what we need to power electricity.
Dominic, you are on fire, brother. You are just like rip roaring. Glad you are with us. And we have a great guest on with us. And the nice thing about our guest is when you listen to him on Saturdays, just like myself, Dominic Cortese never commits any on-air bloopers or blunders. I have never done that myself. Right, Tanner?
Donald Trump says the
election of 2020 was
okay. Maybe once or twice I may have done an on-air blooper. I'm sorry,
Dominic. You're going to hang out with us and answer questions about the reason why electric and other utility bills are already going through the stratosphere, and people have specific questions about the electrification plan, which means by 2030, I don't think New York State is going to be an affordable or doable place to live for a lot of people.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yep. Yeah, turn the light out, right? The last person out the door.
No, that was a little play on words.
Yeah, exactly.
Dominic Cortese. Go ahead.
So I want to make sure before our time runs out, Tom, that we give out our lovely governor's phone number, because, again, as I said earlier, this is the only and last person that we have that could possibly do something before January 1st. And that is an executive order that would put a stay on the implementation date of January 1. Because otherwise, if we don't stop this from happening, then the ball's going to start to roll downhill, and we're going to start to see the ill effects, one after the other. And I can make the list. The first ill effect we're going to see, obviously, is the cost of new construction is going to skyrocket. The implementation of more electricity into a home comes at a price tag. The capacity, which is the second thing that I think is going to happen, the capacity is going to be quickly deemed inappropriate for the load that's being asked of the grid. I'm already hearing about applications for 400-amp services that are being denied because there's not enough capacity to handle that. So these are the kinds of things we're going to start to see after January 1. And God forbid, as we said already, that someone should die as a result of being frozen in a brand new house. What bigger travesty of justice would be than that? So the governor's phone number, 518-474-8390. I encourage everybody who's listening to us now, Tom, to give the governor a call. Tell her that Dominic says hello. And what are you going to do about this before January 1, Governor?
Well, I'm kind of thinking that maybe Dominic says hello. Oh, and by the way, Frank Panasuk says hello from the 1791 Society, and Nick Orticelli also says hello. I mean, we got to be a unified front on this, Dominic.
And I'm all for that. The more people that call, the more people that say they say hello, hopefully she'll start to listen and maybe pay attention to us here in Western New York.
Dominic, just so you know, your phone is kind of doing that thing like it does when you start to go near an area that doesn't have good service, so beware. Get near a window. Raise your arm in the air. Stand on your roof. Stand by. Dominic Cortese, we're talking about this travesty, which is going to really, if you think they're bad now, wait until after 2030. In fact, you don't even have to wait that long, but it's really going to start to kick in, but they're doing it gradually. What you see now with the increase in bills is going to be just the beginning because of electrifying New York State. And another effect of this is going to be we're going to have a lot of times where you're going to want to have your air conditioning on. You're not going to be able to do it because there isn't available air conditioning. Let's go to Marty on WBEN with a question for the man who knows the specifics, Dominic Cortese. Marty, welcome to WBEN.
Thanks, Tom. And my thought is basically antitrust laws. How is it that between the Sherman Act, Clayton Act, and the FTC, that is the principal arm of the FTC is the DOJ.
Sir, I'm going to interrupt you. I that is not really a question for Dominic. That's a legal question, and I wouldn't even know where to begin answering that. Do you have a question that would focus on the law and how it's going to affect people with their appliances and stuff?
Yeah, okay. Ask them, Dominic, you're very familiar with the code enforcement agency. What's the actual teeth of this entire thing right now? It seems like it all went through code.
So you're talking about with electrification post January 1?
I did not understand the question. Caller, can you repeat the question? Because I didn't hear it properly.
Well, there's a group of people that are called the New York State Code Enforcement Agency. These
right.
individuals write the laws that that basically Kathy Hochul and her cronies are pushing. So they can't be really enforced unless the code enforcement agency passes the laws and creates enough people that can enforce the laws.
Okay. Marty, thank you for the question. I got to have Dominic answer it because I got a lot of people who want to get on. Dominic, go ahead.
So that's already in place as of January 1. A new home being built in New York State, the building permit issued would be then the trigger for the code enforcement officers that already are in the loop on this, that they then would enforce the new building requirements that home built subsequent to January 1 be 100% electric, and the building plans and everything submitted post January 1 would have to match up with that requirement.
16 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And Dominic Cortese is with us for a few minutes here answering your questions. And the one thing I need to tell you is Dominic can answer questions about the electrification stuff with respect to homes and buildings and some of the regulatory specifics addressed in this travesty of legislation. But he can't really answer legal questions or stuff that is out of his domain of interest and expertise. So if you could hold off on those comments and let Dominic answer the stuff with which he is very familiar, that'd be awesome, because I hate rushing people along and interrupting people in a question. But if I know the question doesn't apply, you know, sorry. Let's go to Keith on WBEN. Keith, in Niagara Falls, you're on with Dominic Cortez.
Hello. Hey, one question. What's going to happen with National Fuel if all this electricity goes into place by 2030? Are they out of business?
Well, you would think that that's what the direction we're going. But the truth is that the number one source of electrical generation comes from natural gas. So the gas supply is still going to be needed. Now, whether it comes from National Fuel or from whatever other source, natural gas is always going to be needed to generate electricity. So there's another big fallacy that we live with here, that we think electricity is produced by, you know, moon dust and such. No, it's produced by natural gas. And so I think their utility will always be around for that reason.
Well, you think it'll affect their profits by having houses and furnaces all electric?
Well, you would think that it's definitely going to impact the utility's income. They are, by the way, being very vocal about this. And, you know, they're looking at this more sensibly than I think any one agency or organization. They're proposing that we look at an umbrella approach. Hello, is anyone thinking this way? An umbrella approach to involving perhaps a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Maybe, you know, the nuclear question needs to be discussed more thoroughly. Maybe we just need to start thinking about blending hydrogen gas into natural gas. Maybe we need to start saying, well, how do we make the renewables work? You know, this is the approach that National Fuel is proposing.
And I would like to address that while Dominic is with us, Keith. And National Fuel and the other natural gas utilities, as this legislation spreads, according to what I have looked up, Dominic, what is going to likely happen is natural gas will have fewer and fewer customers. It'll be gradual, gradual, gradual. Fewer customers. So over time, what is going to happen is the prices, because they're losing customers, the prices are going to increase because you're going to have fewer customers paying for every bit of maintenance and upgrades that need to be done, not to mention personnel costs that are involved. So those people who are remaining on natural gas are going to pay more. A lot
that
more.
Makes sense. That makes sense. But, you know, when you talk about the rate of natural gas and the rate that National Fuel charges us, they just announced a rate increase. And, you know, the average homeowner is going to pay $135 a month for the upcoming winter. Hello, my electric bill in July was $700 for 1 month. I mean, there's a bargain here with natural gas, no matter what.
Keith, I thank you very much. I appreciate your call. Let us move on. I'm glad, Dominic, that you concur, because I was actually wondering the same thing maybe 2 months ago. So I looked it up, and the experts seem to converge on the idea that what I suggested is going to take place. That is a most likely scenario. So I'm glad you agree with the other experts, Dominic. And he is so fired up about this electrification of New York State and what it's doing to your bills, what it's going to do to your bills. It's awfully impressive to hear. Did you want to, before we get more callers on, Dominic, did you want to add to anything about natural gas and prices going up?
Again, just to reinforce the true value that it is, not only, you know, from the cost side, but also the safety and reliability side. You know, we don't stress enough, you know, at least maybe I should be stressing this more, is the whole reliability component is one that we need to really embrace, as far as the significance of the fact that we have a reliable source of energy. and it's always there for us. It never fails us. It flows no matter what the weather. That's going to go away when we have to switch to 100% electrification.
Well, it makes perfect sense to eliminate as a choice a utility and a life-saving utility that actually does work when we have blizzards and serious weather issues in Western New York. That shows first-rate thinking, Dominic. Let's go to Charlie in North Buffalo on WBEN with Dominic Cortez. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to point out that if the electricity goes out, it's not just the new all-electric houses that are going to be without central heat. My gas-fired hot water boilers don't work without electricity. Nobody's gas-fired forced air furnaces work without electricity. So it's not just the people that bought new houses that are going to be freezing. We're all going to be freezing.
And, well, Dominic, would you like to address that?
On that point, you know, this may not be popular, but, and it might not appeal to everyone listening, but I strongly, strongly encourage everyone listening to us to go out and invest in a natural gas generator while you can still get one. To have that peace of mind, Charlie, that you're talking about being essential when a power goes out, you can have that peace of mind if you have a natural gas generator. It'll be a salvation in a power outage, as it has proven to be countless times when my power has gone out.
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that, but I just want to make sure you guys continue to point out to the people who are listening who have gas-fired furnaces that they're up the same creek as the all-electric house people.
Thank you, Charlie. Absolutely. Thank you very much. And that's something, obviously, that is right up Dominic's alley. Thank you very much for the call. Dominic, I don't know what you want to do. I mean, you've got your own show on Saturdays. I didn't know if you wanted to hang out and take a few calls or if you would like to tell us about your show coming up. It's really your choice what you want to do, Dominic, because Tim Wenger loves you. I love you. So you make the call.
Well, you know, it's funny on that point, Tom, and I'm glad to stay if you want me to. The reality, you know, we are somewhat on an island on WEN because we're waving the flag and we're trying to be very vocal. But if you stop the average man on the street and you ask them, are they aware that as of January 1, a new house has to be 100% electric? They'll look at you like a deer in headlights.
Yep.
And that is unfortunately the truth. If you open up what David Bellavigna kindly refers to as the Buffalo newsletter, you will not see a word of this mentioned. Not a word of this mentioned in the Buffalo News. Now, that I don't understand. So, we need to keep waving the flag as high and as loudly as we can.
Okay. You know how to get me to say, Dominic, you have to stay on for a little bit longer because that is one of the biggest reasons, if not the biggest reason, I am doing this as much as I am doing it. It is because it is so important, Dominic. People need to know it, and you're spot on right. Most people, even in Western New York, do not know why their bills are going up and exactly how much worse it is going to be unless something changes. And your area of expertise is mostly in you can answer questions that I can't answer about furnaces and everything else, and also some of the specifics about the legislation, but you can't really get into legal stuff like that's just not your thing. We can't get into Taft-Hartley or anything else or Nina Hartley. So it's Bowerly, and we are with Dominic Cortez. Hammer Time Radio airs 10 in the morning until noon every Saturday on News Radio 930 WBEN. And Dominic has graciously volunteered to stick around to answer your questions about the areas of the electrification mandate from New York State, with which he is most intimately familiar, and he's in like the home improvement industry. He knows a lot about building homes, doing improvements. He knows a lot about the appliances, and he also knows a lot about the legislation, which is making your electric bills go up and up and up already. This is only the beginning of what you're going to be paying. By 2030, you're probably going to sell a kidney just to pay your utility bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
For the month. Then you're going to have to you're going to have to find somebody else's kidney. Dominic Cortez is with us. The phone number is 803-0930, 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Dominic, we have a lot of people who want to speak with you as if having your own show isn't enough. Now you belong to this show. Go ahead. You're going to say something.
I'm glad to be here, Tom.
Well, hey, one of the things I hope we have a chance to get into is what this will do to people's school taxes, because the deal is your district is going to have to buy all electric buses, all electric. Mm-hmm. Those things go for about $450,000 right now. Basically, every school bus is going to be almost like a brand new Bentley or Rolls Royce that you're going to have to pay for, not to mention the charging stations. You think the school districts are just going to say, our teachers are contributing to build, to buy the buses? No, they're going to go to you, the taxpayer. So you're going to be on the hook for that too.
On that point, I think I've heard that a lot of school systems are nowhere near ready for that either. The charging stations alone. How do you get all these buses charged all at the same time, because they all have to go out at the same time too?
Yeah, Dominic, I that's out of my pay grade, but all I'm going to say is this whole thing, you call it idiocy, and it is idiocy, total idiocy. Let's go to David on WBEN. Tanner will make sure that he is up and running. David, I'm sorry, Mike on line two, West Seneca. Mike, you're on WBEN. Welcome. Mike, say hello to Dominic Cortez.
Tom?
Yeah, that would be you, Mike. Oh. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Good evening, guys. Dominic, thank you for making us all aware of what's going on here. And Tom, I'm so glad that you have the show. You are very informative, and a lot of people that I've talked to don't even realize what is happening here.
Yes.
This is terrible. And how long is it till we can start signing petitions to get rid of this new bill that's coming to pass here? This is going to affect everybody, and I don't think
I want to hear your next question, and I feel like a schnook for interrupting, but you brought up the major reason why Dominic is doing this and why I'm doing it. Dominic, this is going to be such a blow to New York State and Western New York. The question, I think, I'm going to ask the question based on what he said. You brought this up. I brought this up. This is so big, but WBEN is basically, we are the, I would say, the media outlet in New York State, which has covered this more than anybody else. And nobody very few people who know what's going to hit them in the face is already hitting them in the face with the higher bills. But how in the world, Dominic, do we get to a position where everybody knows exactly what we are talking about so they can begin opposition?
I don't think there's any way of knowing what that is, number one. And number two, the ship has sailed. There really is no other opportunity that we have other than civil unrest at this point, which we're certainly not going to suggest. But the only thing I can think of to try and stop this is to call the governor, as I've said, because there's nothing else pending or proposed for the public's voice to be heard. It's on the books. The date is January 1, and it's going to happen unless the governor steps in.
Go ahead. Go ahead, sir, Mike.
Yeah, this is what's on my mind about this. Is this just came to us just suddenly, and I don't know if there was enough people that could have reasoned that this out of this bill that was proposed. And I'm so surprised that our governor would step forward to do something like this to the people that live, especially in the Buffalo area, and we're so dependent on natural gas. I also have a son that works for National Fuel.
Okay.
The governor at this point is you know, at the head of the pack here. But the truth is, she didn't create this. It was previous administrations that started the impetus towards climate change and green movement.
Yeah. Well, they call it climate justice. Climate justice.
There you go. I watched a public service hearing February of 23 where the approval was granted to spend, get ready for this, $4.4 billion to expand the grid that was voted on in February of 23 by the Public Service Commission. This has been in the works for a while. It's basically been done through a lot of hearings at the agency level where policy has been developed and then now implemented. And again, the movement has been largely driven by downstate.
Dominic, your phone, like some, I don't know if it's Mike or Dominic, but somebody's got a severe wind issue in the background or a road noise issue. I don't know, Dominic, if you're driving, I don't know what the situation is. But
is that any better? I closed the windows. I'm on the throughway.
Well, Mike, I gotta let you go. Okay, but thank you for the call. Continue, Dominic. I apologize, but suddenly it became interfering with everything.
Yeah, I understand. No, I was saying that it's been in the works for a few years, so it's not, you know, it kind of came together and has become the animal that it has. But it's there and it's real and it's happening. And the only thing we can do right now is call the governor to help stop it.
And now our caller also said that he didn't understand how Kathy Hochul could do such a thing. And you pointed out that this was legislation the Democrat. This is a Democrat thing. Okay, the Democrat. Look, I don't really do politics a lot, but the Democrats own this. This is their thing, and the people who have been speaking out again.
I would probably say that it is probably more a downstate divide as it is a party line divide. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm reading that wrong.
Well, I think it's both. But yeah. It obviously is Democrat. People in our region who are Democrats have supported this and refused to go back on supporting it for the most part.
The other thing on that point, Tom, that's important to point out to our listeners, I have, and I know you probably have as well, tried to reach out to, you know, the majority party to bring their opinion to the fore so that our audience will maybe better understand what they're thinking. And I have had zero success with one exception, and that's Pat Burke, Assemblyman. He came on a few Saturdays ago, pretty much got, you know, read the riot act by the listenership, but he took the bullets. But no one else from the majority party has agreed to come on and give us their side of the story. And I think if I'm reading in between the lines and reading the tea leaves, I don't think anybody who has a heart pounding in their chest could agree that this is sensible.
Dominic Ortiz is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. I let Joe Beamer try to get the Democrats on. He can enjoy the frustration of that lovely experience. Yeah. Back to the calls. Dominic Ortiz with us on WBEN. And here's David in, Collins Center. David, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great. Go right ahead.
We just recently, last week, got a letter in the mail for the smart meters. What's your thoughts on that, Dominic?
So the smart meter, clever disguise to justifying more utility usage, and therefore obviously a higher bill. You know, timed very nicely around what's happening here. You know, it's hard to separate them out in your mind, but the truth is smart meter technology has been coming for some time. And really what a smart meter is a meter that reads your consumption more accurately than an old legacy style spin meter did. That's what happened at my house. My consumption jumped 1500 kilowatts from last July to this July, which was a big explanation as to why my bill was so much higher. And no difference in my usage in the house. It was simply the meter was the only difference. So
why didn't you opt out?
So, stupid me, I missed the window for opting out, and it came in the mail, and it was one of those things that was buried in the utility bill. And I said to the wife, did we get the opt out? And at that point, it was in the garbage. So, you know, it was my mistake. And what I have done since is the NYSEG has come over and graciously agreed to switch my smart meter for another one. And we'll see when the next bill comes, which I haven't gotten yet, as to whether I see any moderation to my consumption. But the whole point is the rates went up and now everyone's consumption is going up. And that's all being fed into what the Public Service and the Service Commission has mandated the utilities to do, which is fund the electrification of New York State.
Yeah, I have National Grid. And remember Tom doing a show on this a few shows ago. And people said their bills went up double or triple, even some of them did.
The smart meter question has reared its head. Dominic Ortiz hosts Hammer Time. He's a home improvement guy. He has been at the forefront of letting people know, letting you know what this electrification of New York State and trying to do away with fossil fuels is going to do for you. Actually, what it's going to do against you. Your bills are already going up because they're upgrading the grid. Because it has to be upgraded, and it is going to be an unholy disaster. People from the utilities have told us that it's going to take decades to modernize the grid. And by the way, the demand for electricity keeps going sky high. You've got the computer companies, you've got the artificial intelligence, you've got crypto companies. There are more demands being placed on electric now than ever before. That's only going to go up. So you tell me how this is going to work out, and you tell me how in the hell you do away with natural gas as an option in Buffalo and Western New York when people literally die in their houses in the wintertime when they don't have heat available. there will be blood on the hands of those in Albany who support this monstrosity. Dominic Cortez, forgive my passion. The smart meter, I want to round out with smart meters, Dominic. We got about 2 minutes left here, but smart meters, do you think, if given the choice, get them or not get them?
Well, you know, if I hadn't missed the window, I would have opted out. My legacy meter was giving me a break, apparently, on my consumption. So when I asked for it to be returned, they said, oh, that's long in the trash heap. So Frank Todaro's move to get one back was great. Yeah, you pay a penalty per month to have your legacy meter, but at least you know your consumption rates should not change just simply because of the metering, which is what happened to me.
Well, Dominic, you know, as you know, we're running out of time here, but I must thank you so much for calling into the show. Honestly, we did not plan this, but I'm so glad you were here because you were able to answer questions that, frankly, I would have bungled badly, as I do most things. But I'm so glad you called. And the reason you called is the homeowner's insurance situation.
Right.
We do not know for a fact at all. It's only conjecture at this point that you may lose your homeowner's insurance if you don't electrify in the next few years. So we don't know that that's a fact. It's been stated as a possibility. Anything you want to say in wrapping up, Dominic?
I'll just continue to, you know, keep the voice Buffalo alive on this issue, and as you have as well. Thanks for the time today. Stay tuned to News Radio. We'll be certainly bringing you the latest on any developments that occur here, especially on this issue, on the homeowners insurance issue. I'm researching that, and we'll bring I'll bring the information to the our listeners as soon as we have it.
Yeah, because I couldn't get anything on that as far as anybody going on the record. It just seems to be a lot of rumors and talk and conjecture. Dominic, as always, thanks. We'll listen for you Saturday between 10 and noon, right?
That's exactly right. Thanks again for the time, Tom.
Well, Dominic, thank you. And you know, sometimes in radio this happens where you didn't really plan on something, but things just naturally and organically develop, and you end up doing something that actually was better than what you thought it was going to be. So thank you, Dominic.
Okay,
thank you, too.
Pleasure.
Thank you, Dominic Cortez, Hammer Time on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.